Hi guys, welcome back. It's been a really long time, but I'm not even gonna lie, I needed the time. I needed the time to distance myself from everything outside of me to really understand me so I could explain it to you know? And well, I'm gonna start this back up. I'm gonna get into it because this is also a way for me to meditate, and it's also a way for me to help people in the most minimalist way that I can for now until I start my career and actually get to make a difference to someone, you know? So, I just kind of want to start off by saying if you are in quarantine right now, do you realize that there's so much time and like so much you could be doing, but you kind of feel like you're in the middle of time and you don't know what to do with it? Well, I'm gonna say this, do something with it. Like, don't wait for something to happen for you to do something with the time you have available and disposable right now. And I say this because a lot of people are probably trying to like get back to normal or trying to imagine how everything after this is gonna look like and how it you can influence it to be normal again, you know? And so I like to point out that things are not meant to be normal forever. Your life should not depend on it looking the same every day, you know, or every month or every year, you know. You should be open to the idea of change. And if you become open to this idea, you kind of start seeing that things open up in ways you didn't think it could, and you kind of start liking it, you know? So accept this change. Accept that change will come. And that doesn't mean get in that mindset where it is, where you say it is what it is. It is what you make it to be, you know? If change is happening, why not change it in the way that you want to change it, you know? And I don't mean this necessarily to always be change in a good way, because change in a bad way is also necessary. You need to feel the losses to feel the wins. Someone out there probably said this, I don't know who, but I like to say that that is good advice, because if you move forward and you feel like you're moving forward but in the wrong direction, let it happen. You need to know this so you when you are bettering yourself and moving in the right direction, you can look back and be like, whoa. That's why I needed it, you know? So you need that different mindset, a different perspective, so you can progress in the right direction, you know? Accepting that change really does mean accepting that change physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, professionally. Really, it's the little things that will make the biggest impact on how you view everything else. And I say you take advantage of that. It's like a tool being handed to you, it's being presented to you. Now it's your choice to use it. The quarantine is not a bad thing. The quarantine also is making you, well, not, I don't like to say making you, it is probably, it doesn't apply to everybody necessarily, but it makes you feel like, dude, what the hell is going on with the government? You know, like what is everybody doing? Like, what are all these people doing? Like, why are they like going to stores and like buying all these unnecessary things when it's not called for, you know? It kind of makes you question like, why are people supporting this? You know, it's kind of like it's making you question like, why did it happen now? Like, and some of you guys might be thinking at it deeply, or just like it's just a thought that passed your conscience and you were just like, whoa, you know, that is a questionable question, you know? So I like to say that this is a perfect time to question it. Why not? What do you lose out of questioning this for your own good, you know? What do you do? What do you gain from this? You know, you gain knowledge, but you don't lose anything if you do or don't. No, it's just a what if, and you have time, so why not? And it's also a good practice for further situations where you want to question it. It's a great practice for when you want to question your own self, like why you do certain things. This is good. Everything's just good practice overall. Like little things make good practice for bigger things, and you don't realize it till you look back on it and use that example, that experience to help yourself. I also like to point out, this is what I'm doing during quarantine. I am making a podcast. It's because I'm at a good place. And I'm also very bored. And I also miss communicating with people. So this is my way of trying to communicate with people out there. And yeah, I don't know how to do a podcast. So just put that out there. I will learn as I go because the way I want to introduce my podcast is not the same way that everybody else is doing it. I like to point that out. So if there's a lot of rambling and like doesn't make sense, I'm really going off the top of my head, like no script. I'm just thinking about the quarantine and going off of there. So if this makes no sense, don't hesitate to pause when I'm talking and like thoroughly think about what I'm saying and then apply it to yourself. Because this is a lot of realization that I'm doing on my own. I feel like sometimes hearing it from someone else, you kind of interpret it in your own terms, and you sometimes kind of need that, you know? Sometimes you don't even listen to what people are saying, but you know, maybe this is the one thing that sparks something in you to change, to, I don't know, to do something with your life. So this episode might not be for you, or this talk or this podcast might not be for you, but it could be for someone, you know? I'm doing this because it could help someone. It won't help everybody, I'm sure of that. But I'm sorry, I just stopped because my dad is about to mow the lawn, and this is gonna. If that's the case, I will end this podcast. But I'm pretty sure I might have to end it. It's fine, it's short, so it'll be short and sweet and like it'll be straight to a point, you know? But yeah, I will further on and go into this. I will go into it tomorrow, and I will give more tools that you can use. Let's call it that, tools. Whatever you find or learn or use from this podcast, from my episode, think of it as tools that you can use for your way, and that's not selfish. It's selfish and selfless, you know? I don't know, it's complicated, but the tools are available for you. Interpret it in your own way. Spread it. Do whatever you want with it, you know? This is your time right now, and I'm speaking it into existence. This is your time right now to grow fundamentally in whatever aspect you want to. If you put your mind to it, I promise you, you will get it. And I know you've heard everybody else say that, but I mean it more. All right, so this is Natalie Calderon signing out.